Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with head coach of the Pella Christian volleyball team, Andre Kekmarinski. We're getting to know her a little bit better today. First year with the Eagles, and as the head coach, I should say, former player. Let's just talk about how excited you are to be back on Eagle Lane leading the volleyball program first.
It is super exciting. Such an honor to be back in the program that kind of raised me, in a sense, as who I am as a player and a woman and a believer, too. So it's an honor to be back here.
Well, let's talk about that, too. If you were to describe your style as a volleyball coach here in one to two words, and then maybe describe those one to two words, how would you describe your coaching style?
I would say intentional and aggressive. I'm going to aggressively go after these girls to be the best performers they can be, but also the best teammates they can be, and I'm intentional about the way that we set that up on the court and model that for them. I would say those two words probably sum it up for me.
All right, now kind of step it away from volleyball a little bit. Do you have any pregame rituals or anything like that that have carried over from maybe your playing days into coaching, or just anything you have to do before a game to get yourself ready to go?
Number one, I would say pray. I always pray before my games with my girls and myself and my coaching staff. That's first and foremost. And then I always have to have a giant Dr. Pepper with me, too. That's probably part of my ritual.
Now, was the Dr. Pepper something you had when you played as well?
Yes, but don't ask my college coach that.
I had a feeling. I was like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, I wonder how the college coach felt on that one. But, you know, do you have a favorite hobby or thing you do away from the volleyball court?
I spend a lot of time with my family. I'd say that's my other big thing. Family, volleyball, and teaching.
And you mentioned the family side, so we got to talk about this too, right? You're going to be coaching with your sisters this year. Mm-hmm. Just talk about that and just the excitement you had to be able to share this experience with them as coaches here at Pella Christian.
Mm-hmm. That's always been a huge dream of mine, is coaching with my sisters. I have one older sister still all the way out in Washington. I know she wishes so badly she could be out here too, but it really is an honor just putting all of our volleyball minds together. We play different roles on different teams, and yeah, it's so fun to be a part of that. And it's hard, you know, when we're at home, a lot of our talk is about volleyball, so it's good.
And not only do you have your sisters on the coaching staff, you also have some sister-in-laws that are on the team too. And I joked about this with the rest of the Kekmarinski family, that Isaac's going to be the one left out this year, right? He's the only one not involved in Pella Christian Athletics. Just talk about that, too. Just your level of excitement to be able to experience this fall, not just on volleyball nights, but also football nights and just everything that the Kekmarinski family has going on.
And that's another part. I'm so fortunate just to have those models of both Richard and Mindy, incredible models of what coaching looks like. So that's, they've helped me tremendously already. And yeah, coaching my sister-in-laws is super special, something, you know, I'll never forget and I'll always cherish. It's a great component to the game, great athletes. Super special.
That is a very cool thing. And kind of stepping back away from the volleyball court again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian volleyball team, Andrea Kekmarinski. You big college sports person or pro sports person?
I watch a lot of college volleyball, especially, you know, my Northwestern Raiders, love watching them. We'll see if I'll have time for it this fall.
any other college volleyball teams you kind of follow or pay attention to closely outside of your alma mater?
Yeah, I had some girls I coached last year that are in the college scene now. So Iowa, I like watching Iowa volleyball. Fresno State, I'll be watching some Fresno State volleyball this year too. Good.
Very cool. And I think one of your athletes is going to be competing at the collegiate level right here in town this year, if I'm not mistaken as well, correct?
Yes. Yep. I have Caitlin Mom. She's going back to Central volleyball. Super excited. But I always knew she was going to be a college volleyball player. I'm glad she's getting back into it.
That is really cool. And again, just kind of getting to know you a little bit better here. Any pets or like anything that keeps you busy outside of family and volleyball?
No pets. I love it when other people have pets, but none of my own. Teaching will keep me really busy this year. Yeah, for sure.
We're going to touch on teaching here in a second, but it's something you might have to work on, David, right, about getting a pet.
Right, yeah, we'll work on it. We'll see. I think David needs to work on me a little bit more.
Oh, fair enough. If you had to have a pet, what kind of pet would you have?
Ooh, I'd probably have a dog, an outdoor dog.
Okay, fair enough. You talk about teaching. Just tell us about your excitement to begin teaching, what grade you're going to be teaching, and just, you know, the excitement to be able to share that experience as well as getting to work with the high school students that you're working with volleyball this year.
I always knew teaching would help me also get into that role of coaching, but I have such a heart for, I'm going to be teaching kindergarten, so those 5 and 6 year olds, so excited. That's also part of my dream. Was always being a kindergarten teacher as well. So I get to spend my whole day with 5 and 6 year olds and then end my day with 14 through 18 year olds. So it's really unique.
That is a really unique mix. And as we wrap up our time here, I'll ask you one final question. Maybe a little bit more of a thought behind this one, but what would be the top item on your bucket list right now?
As far as?
Just something you want to do before you die. What would be that top thing?
Good question. I've never been out of the country, so I think I would like to go travel.
All right, where to?
Probably Europe or the Netherlands, because I'm 100% Dutch. So.
Fair enough, Andrea. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better today, and best of luck this volleyball season.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That was Andrea Kagmirnsky, head coach of the Pella Christian volleyball team, here on today's Melee Radio Sports page.